Notes from the Upper West Side, a novel by Dan Wrench.
Chapter 113. Ladies and gentlemen, Irv Stricker. Okay, look, I didn't give Carp the check and I knew it, but fuck, I meant to give it to him. And then shit happened and the thought just didn't go across my brain. And if Parp wanted it so bad, he couldn't remind me. He couldn't call me up and say, "Still waiting for the old producer investment, Paulster?" I mean, he had no problem calling me to sabotage me with Cammy. You don't think he could have thrown in an FYI no check yet somewhere? I guess technically he did sort of mention it back when he called me on the day of the inaugural ball, but that was a long time ago. And then he just let the subject drop. I'm supposed to chase him down to give him money? In what universe do people do that? Am I right? I sighed. I guess it's possible. So you're saying Parp never got the check? He laughed. Then he did that slow clap with the hands cupped so they'd boom.
"You're really milking this, ain't you? Okay, I'll play along. You forgot. You lost the check. The post office lost the check. Parp pocketed the cash and bought a hooker online. Until it's straightened out, you're the producer. Or you don't have to come around, deal?"
He stuck his hand out for me to shake. I thought that was kind of weird, but I shook it anyway. "Yeah, deal," I said. But what I was thinking was, you can buy hookers online? If I'd had my debit card on me, I could have gone out to an ATM and gotten him his $100 right then. If I'd had the presence of mind, I could have had him run my credit card in his storefront. But the credit card wouldn't have worked out either now that I think about it. I needed to get a receipt for cash or else write or sign over a check to Ripped Dress Productions. Fucking bookkeepers. I really didn't want him calling me Dupadusa, but I definitely wanted to be hanging where I might get to meet somebody slammable. I suppose I could have called Cynthia on the phone and just poured my heart out to her. But the risk of her hanging up on me, or of her boyfriend who pumped big black dumbbells picking up, was too harsh. Right now I was at a place where she thought of me as something of a clit-teasing weasel. But my fantasies over the past few days had worked me into a state of mind where I really wanted to fuck her. And not just one of those casual fucks either, but one of those bell-ringing soul fucks, where my dick is the clapper, and the rest of the bell is somewhere deep in my brain. So I would have to be sly. The chance meeting at Whispers on 6th seemed to be the best gambit. I was thinking, tomorrow I'll pay up. Whispers will let me off the hook. I'll be part of the hot chicks and movie cats fam again. Just give me till tomorrow.
"So you hanging around here or what? I got some stuff you can help with. Irv Stricker is back there."
"Irv?" I asked, like I'm supposed to know that name.
"Bangalore Springfield," he said. "You met him on Little Round."
"Oh yeah, Bang. Real name, Irv Stricker. Put that in the mental bin." So we went into the back room. It was about twice the size of my living room with a bunch of benches and open tubs of tobacco. I was a little surprised. I thought the tobacco would be in big barrels like the barrel on the front page of Mondi's blog. But it was a lot of little containers. Some of these containers were just round, flat tins, and others were tubs of the size you might see, I don't know, in the windows of nutrition stores, maybe? Protein powder tubs? Or windowsill flower pots? Yeah, But none of the tubs of tobacco was much bigger than that, and they were almost all made of metal with a few made of plastic, and all in this room filled with benches and chairs and stools. The benches sort of lined the walls. It was like a high school science lab without any desks, but lots of seats on wheels and a couple chairs like you might see in a dentist's waiting room or the lobby of a cheap hotel. It was after 6, but the place was a mess of clutter, like it was noon, and everyone had just dropped what they were doing and disappeared for lunch and expected to be back in less than an hour. You know, tubs and tins were open and lying around, and there were little boxes of what I figured were shipments of one for the road stacked up on the floor next to one of the benches. Bobby saw me looking at the boxes.
"Those orders are from late this afternoon," he said. "There's about 50 we couldn't get out, and I guess we got about 200 earlier, huh, Irv?"
"Oh, yeah." I just then saw Bang staring at me from one of the stools in the corner next to a bench, with that perma-squint of his and a big smile.
"Yep," he said. "Lots of campus kids loving the smoky taste of twat."
"So you want to hang around for a while and help Bangalore Springfield put some orders together? I'm pretty sure Cameron will be here tomorrow after due."
"Sure," I said. I was tempted to tell him Cammy was busy draining soy balls, but of course, I kept my mouth shut.
"Hey, come here. I'll teach you the secret recipe," Bang said.
It was coming up on June, but it was kind of chilly that day. You know, low 60s or something. I had on this light windbreaker with my hands jammed in the pockets, so when I took them out and looked around kind of nervous, Bobby said,
"You can hang your jacket on the rack in the office."
The office was what he called the little vestibule with the printer and desk and copier and coat rack. The room between the retail front room and this room. You know, the room I was in where he confronted me about paying up. So I took off the jacket and hung it on the rack in the so-called office. And when I got back, it was just me and Bang, and was that a relief or what? I mean, here I was, stuck, helping out, without a trace of Snatch in sight, not even Dyke Snatch. And the prospect of hanging with that asshole Whispers the whole time was making me think I'd made a mistake. But with just Bang there, I could start to be myself again. A little bit, anyway.
Notes from the Upper West Side is a work of fiction. The people depicted in this work do not exist.
Notes from the Upper West Side, copyright 2023 by Dan Wrench.